Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Mariah Carey has been dubbed the Queen of Christmas.
By who?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
The Queen of Christmas? Right. Why?
Well, this song.
I mean, this song.
Okay. Is there another reason?
Well, apparently her Christmas party festivities are over the top and out of control. Why, Gavin? Great question.
Thank you for asking, Gavin.
She has real reindeer at her Christmas party. Real.
Where does she keep them?
Well, I don't think she keeps them year round. But
no, I know. But do they like?
Are they in the den?
Front yard?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. This is what she said in an interview about it.
People don't realize how much it costs to go and do the whole Christmas experience extravaganza that I do, darling. I have Santa Claus comes, the real Santa. Yeah. I know him because the reindeer, the real reindeer, are actually there. Now, people think I'm making this up, but this is true. I have real reindeer that come to us. Yes, darling. I don't play around.
Who is she doing an interview with?
Whoever the guy was.
Mariah, you crazy.
Well, Mariah said that she should have a Christmas budget because people don't realize how much money she spends on her Christmas party this year. And when even asked in that same interview about how she feels about being the Queen of Christmas, she said, I don't accept that name because I feel like it's too much.
Okay, well, at least she says that.
Wow, I didn't think she was modest about anything.
Right.
I'm looking this up. And listen, I find Mariah Carey, for the most part, to be pretty nauseating.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she has drowned herself in the Mariah Carey Kool-Aid so much, she'll never see the surface or the light of real day.
Right. She's no longer one of us.
No. If you found out that Mariah Carey was an alien in what they thought was a human suit.
I believe it.
And this is how they believe human beings behave. You'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than, okay. The way she does Christmas, y'all, is goals on goals on goals. She has, it appears like, 7 or 8 Christmas trees in her house, which I very much support. I don't necessarily know how I feel about bringing live animals in to kind of get your Christmas fix. But other than that, this is the one thing I can agree with Mariah Carey.
Well, it's opulence. It's pure opulence.
But it seems like for the right reasons.
Well, okay. What are the right reasons? I don't think she's doing it because she loves baby Jesus so much. I think she's doing it because she wants everybody... she wants her hanger-ons to multiply like a weird cult leader. But I do want to say this. Just when you think like, oh, well, Mariah Carey is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. 520, actually. I looked it up. Just because she's worth $500 million, that's how she can do this. No. That All I Want for Christmas song makes her every Christmas almost $500,000.
I mean, I'm shocked it's that low.
I mean, think about that. You know how, like, whenever we get our tax return check and we're like, whoa.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that well.
Yeah, some of us, like, have a tradition. Like, we get our tax return check and we go to Santa Cruz for the weekend or something like that. Like, I wonder if she's just like, it's Christmas time. All I want for Christmas, cha-ching money's coming in. I just landed on free parking on Monopoly. Or no, I pass go, so I collect $500,000 for a song I made 25 years ago, and then she uses, let's say 3/4 of that money, which she doesn't need.
Right.
On this party. That's how she's able to do this.
But it's not, she doesn't just do it for a party. She does it like so that she and her kids can enjoy the season, which I think is like actually makes her a more realistic human alien.
So for the whole month she does this?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. It's okay. Not just for the... Now, does she keep the reindeer there for a whole month? I hope not. But, I mean, for the rest of it...
Do you think that she would have to come downstairs and feed the reindeer every morning? Like she's in her... in her robe and she's like, Blitzen, come here, it's breakfast time. Cupid, you got into the plants again.
She hires people.
I know. Well, obviously.
It's more fun to think that she doesn't, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.